This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis delivered his annual State of the State address Thursday. One focus was Colorado's cost of living.
Inflation has accelerated during the pandemic. Supply chains globally have been disrupted. Spending habits have changed. The cost of housing has spiked. Farmers and ranchers face unprecedented challenges. And many Coloradans have left the workforce. Too many people are struggling to make ends meet. As your governor, I want you to know we hear you, and we're here to do something about it.
Polis says the state should lower taxes and fees to help people get by. Among the state Republicans responding to the governor's speech was State Senate Minority Leader Chris Hulbert.
Now Democrats suddenly are talking about public safety, affordability, and education because it's very clear, listening to voters, voters are ready for change.
There's more reaction to the governor's address at CPR.org, where you can also read and watch the entire speech. COVID-19 transmission is up in Colorado as hospital staffing shortages get worse across the state. CPR's John Daly says the lines on the graphs are going straight up.
About a month ago, the rate of positive tests was about 6%. But since then, with people celebrating over the holidays and traveling, and especially once the Omicron variant showed up in Colorado, the growth in cases has been just explosive. Test positivity is nearing 30%.
CPR's John Daly. The state recently surpassed 1 million cases of COVID-19 since the pandemic began. About half of Colorado hospitals say they expect a staffing shortage in the next week. The King Soopers strike that's affecting dozens of grocery stores around the Denver area is in its third day. Customers can expect disruptions and delays at those stores, including reduced hours for pharmacies. King Soopers employees are demanding safer work conditions and higher pay. The strike could continue for weeks. There's a list of dozens of stores affected by the strike across Metro Denver and in Colorado Springs at CPR.org. There's more news from all across Colorado there at CPR.org. This is CPR News.